for the Word of God. That which the Lord has put upon my heart, I want to share with you today. But first of all, I want to just recognize the Holy Spirit, because without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, my words are just empty and they have no meaning. But the Holy Spirit is here to anoint our hearts and our minds. And we thank you today, Holy Spirit. We recognize that you are here. We have sensed your presence today. We know that our world is in desperate need of a touch from you. And I pray, O God, that you will minister to us. Let these words pierce our hearts and our minds, and may we remember them, and you speak to us. Speak through me, Lord, just a servant. Hide me behind the cross, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message today is Be Prepared. In an hour you think not. Be prepared. We have a lot of people that are just going the usual, and they're not thinking about the things that could come upon this world today. Several years ago, evangelist Billy Graham asked the question, how bad is the world going to have to get before God finally steps in and Jesus comes back? This was years ago. It was that bad. I cannot help but ask this same question today, and perhaps you'd ask it as well. I become very concerned when I see the evil that is in the world today, and I wonder, are we living in the last days? The Bible warns us against making predictions about the exact time of Jesus' return. There are some who have tried to do that, but we can't do that. We don't know the hour. We don't know the time that he will return, but we do know that his return is certain. And we may be living in the last days before he comes again. In Romans 13, chapter verse 12, it says, the night is nearly over, the day is almost here. And that's the way I feel in our world today. Every day we see one more thing that seems to fulfill what has to happen before the coming of Jesus. And I'm talking about he's going to come in the clouds of glory and take away those that are trusting in him. Before Jesus returned to heaven, he told his disciples that someday he would come back. I mean, they were pretty distraught. Everything they had trusted in, they'd followed him. They were dependent upon him. And now he says, I'm going to go away. I'm going to be crucified. And they could not grasp it. But before that could take place, he said certain things would have to happen. And we see many of these things today. In Matthew 24th chapter, verses 6 and 7, Jesus said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation. Nationality against nationality. And just warring and things that are going on. We're hearing it all the time. Satan has always been working to stop God's plans. God's enemies now have access to modern weapons of mass destruction. I understand that a nation, Iran, says all we have to do, we've got it all in our sights. It's nothing. We could wipe out America. I know that God is still our hope. This is Satan's final attempt to stop God's work through a massive onslaught of evil. In Mark the 13th chapter, verse 10, Jesus said that before his return, this gospel must be preached throughout the world. Never before has this been possible, but now it is. Through modern communications and technology, that it can be preached throughout the world. We would have thought even just in my lifetime, younger years, I said, how can this be? We have to send missionaries. No, the missionaries are going through the communications. This is happening. Jesus emphasized in a parable the importance of being prepared while we wait for Christ's return. There is something we need to do. We need to be prepared. How are we prepared? In the 5th chapter of Matthew, he talks about the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. How were they foolish? because the foolish took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. Many of us are clinging to what we have had, but we're not keeping in touch with the Holy Spirit, with God. We're forgetting that day by day we have to be refurbished and renewed in our hearts. And when they took no oil, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. We are in that situation in our nation today, in our world today. People do not even think that Jesus is really coming back. They're just going to sleep. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no, there will not be enough for you and us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came saying, Lord, open to us. But he replied, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Jesus said, stay awake. You do not know the day nor the hour. We can predict and we can see the signs of the time, but we do not know. I asked my brother when I went to Florida recently. I asked him the question. I said, are you concerned about your house being destroyed by the winds and the storms, the tornadoes and the floods that come? And aren't you worried about living here? And he said, no, I'm not worried. He said, I prepare for the strong winds and storms long before I know that they are coming. And he showed me. I went to his home, and I could not believe the preparation he had made. And yet we, knowing that Jesus is coming, we fail to prepare for his coming. We just take it for granted. Well, it'll all be okay. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Well, we were talking about that. We are not alarmed because we know that is a sign of Jesus' return. He says such things must happen, but the end is still to come. That doesn't mean that it's just right here yet. The end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. These are signs that are pointing to the end of the time. The love of many are growing cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. But about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Only the Father knows when that will be. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. When you do not expect him. We are looking for, but I think it's interesting, he's coming for those who are looking for him. In Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 40, he said, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. When you think everything's okay, then he will come. In Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse 28, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. He died on the cross to take our sins, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He's coming again, but it's not to take away our sins. He's already done that if we trusted in him. But he's coming to fulfill our salvation, to take us out of this world. Jesus said, just as he was taken up in Acts, the first chapter, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. His disciples were concerned. They said, how can we go on without this strength that we have following Jesus, being with him. Everywhere he goes, we want to be with him. And Jesus said, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I'm going to give you that power, he said, through the Holy Spirit. I think about yesterday, Carice and Eric went out on a mission, if you call it a mission. They went out and were witnessing to an area where there were a lot of homeless people. And they went out there they made Eric the leader. Eric's really grown spiritually. He's leading and he went out witnessing. And they were amazed. They said, you know, we've met people that really were hungry for God. And so Jesus said the Holy Spirit will give you the unction. He'll give you the anointing to witness to those that are hungry and who need it. And after Jesus said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. If you don't believe in what we call the rapture, the catching away, Jesus is going to come back in a cloud, and we are going to rise to meet him and those who are ready and are looking for his coming. And so in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, he says, above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. We have that today. People saying, this is foolishness. I don't believe in any of this. It's all foolishness. And he said, they will say, where is this coming that he promised? Where is it? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. There are people today who say, well, yes, I've heard that all my life, that Jesus is coming, but he hasn't yet. And they're looking for outer space creatures and this and that. But Jesus is coming. He's not an outer space creature. He is coming for those that are looking for him. And he said, we don't want to be like that. He said in John, the 14th chapter, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. We have some people today, just like we were talking about, you can look at the news to the point that your hearts are troubled and you're worried and you say, what in the world is going to happen? We've got to store up food. We've got to do this and that. And I'm not saying you don't need to keep some food supplies. I don't know. But you know what? I have a need to store up a supply of faith in Jesus Christ. He is my source and my strength. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. And then he said, in my Father's house are many mansions or rooms. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, I'm going to prepare a place that you can be in my presence. You can be with me. If it weren't true, I wouldn't have told you this. And Jesus has gone to prepare that place for you and for me, for those who have trusted in him. God has always kept his promises, and he will keep this one too. Every prophecy, has been fulfilled, we look at it and we say, wow, it's amazing. I'm not a student of prophecy. I don't understand all of it. But we need to look at the things that have been fulfilled, that were prophesied. You know, Jeremiah, Isaiah, the different prophets, Daniel, they prophesied, and those things have come to pass. Some of them are still yet to come. And so God has always kept his promises, and he will keep this one too. He will return. He will come in the clouds of glory, and we will rise to meet him. The real question is, are you ready for Christ's return? You can be by putting your faith and trust in Jesus. The only way you can be ready, it's not by your works of righteousness. It's not by trying to keep certain rules and all of that. I heard this, maybe I don't need to admit, I forgot his name, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, you can think about all the rules that even in Christian circles that they put on people and say, you have to keep these rules in order to be born again. You've got to keep these rules. When I was a little kid and I was walking around, I saw a woman with lipstick on, and I said, wow, I feel so sorry. She's a nice, pretty woman, and she's going to burn in hell because we have attached certain things that we can do. We limit God. He sees the inside. Not the outside. He looks inside. The outside will reflect what's on the inside. But the real question is, are you ready for Christ's return? And you can be by putting your faith and trust in Jesus. Don't take his warnings lightly, but commit your life to him. It's not just a warning to make you afraid. It is a warning because he loves us. He said, be prepared. And so that is what we want to do. We want to place our trust in him. I saw a little thing that somebody said I put down here. It doesn't particularly apply, or maybe it does, but in the word preparation, we think about preparation, but in every preparation, there's a rat in that word. And, you know, it's been part of the letters of that word ever since we learned it. Well, there's a rat. The devil doesn't want you to be prepared. And he's there to dig away and to say, you don't have to worry about a thing. Just go on, have fun. It's all about having fun or doing what you want to do. It's all about trusting in Jesus. That's what it is. There's nothing so much fun and so blessed as knowing Jesus is your Savior. Having him in your life is what we want in order to go with him when he comes. We don't know when it is, but we want to be prepared. And so today, if you are watching this telecast and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, we don't know when he's coming, but don't be like the scoffers and say, well, we've heard it a long time. It's not going to happen, because it is going to happen. He is coming for those who are looking for his coming. Says he's coming for those who are looking for him. I'm looking for him. You can be a part of that redeemed group that will go with him. If you trust in Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from all sin and unrighteousness. And so as I pray today, I ask you to agree with me and accept Christ as your Savior. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We give to you all of the sins, all of the problems in our lives, and we ask you, Lord, to take charge, take control. For those who have not trusted in you, we ask you, O Lord, to just come, Holy Spirit, and convict and convince them that you are the one they need to trust in. We can trust in riches, we can trust in money, it will fail us. We can trust in a human, he's human or she's human, and they will fail us, but you will never fail. Well, I thank you, Jesus. We trust the blood of Jesus right now to redeem and to cleanse us from all sin. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. I trust that you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. There's nothing more precious, more wonderful than knowing Jesus. May you have a blessed week, and we pray that the Lord will be with you and confirm his word to you. Have a blessed week. Okay, before we are dismissed, I think everybody here has made a decision to follow Jesus. If you have not, don't go out of the door without doing that. Don't go out without making that commitment. I'm looking for the coming. We have a lot of things that go on in this world, but I'm looking for that glorious day when Jesus will come, aren't you? Before we are dismissed, I've asked Pastor Tony, before he dismisses us in prayer, if he will just give you a little bit of insight on some things we want you to know about.